Time now for A Breath of Fresh Air. A look at calf barn ventilation and design with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek.
We discuss calf barn ventilation in the wintertime. And Ryan, there's some old advice out there, I guess you could say, when it comes to how many exchanges per hour when you want to ventilate that calf barn in the winter months.
Yeah, this concept of what's called minimum winter ventilation, and it's often referred to as 4 barn exchanges an hour, meaning we want to take that interior volume of barn air and exchange it 4 times an hour in the winter to provide good air quality for the calves. And there's been research done, you know, in the early 2000s that supports this 4 air exchanges per hour. But one thing I would just like to bring up to the listening audience is that this concept actually is not new. And we're going to kind of take a little history lesson here and go back in time. So on March 15th of 1979, there was a publication called Calculation of Ventilation Needs for Confined Cattle. And it was put out by the American Veterinary Medical Association. This is 1979. And I'm just going to read you a quote here. It says, "Fundamental to maintaining a healthy environment in a mechanically ventilated livestock building is a continuous flow of air with at least 4 air exchanges per hour to remove moisture and aerosol contaminants." So even back in 1979, 40 years ago, when Jimmy Carter was president, we were ventilating barns with 4 air exchanges an hour. Fast forward in time a little bit here. In 1986, the American Society of Agricultural Engineers published a paper called Design of Ventilation Systems for Poultry and Livestock Shelters. And again in 1986, they referenced the 4 air exchanges an hour concept for winter ventilation. Then again in 2008, and this is probably one of the most cited references, the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine published a paper called Practical Considerations for Ventilating Calf Barns in the Winter. It said here, the current recommendations for minimal winter ventilation rates in calf barns range from 15 cubic feet per minute to 4 air exchanges per hour in the building. And so what I want to do there is establish a timeline. We have 1979, a paper published by a bunch of veterinarians saying 4 air exchanges per hour. 1986, a paper by some engineers saying 4 air exchanges per hour. Again, in 2008, University of Wisconsin-Madison publishes a paper, 4 air exchanges per hour. The point is, the paper published in 2008 does not present any new data as far as the exchange rate to back what we were doing 40 years ago in 1979. And I've asked our industry to look at that and think if that makes sense. Do we milk cows the same way that we did 40 years ago? The answer is no. Do we do our soil fertility or our crops the same way we did 40 years ago? The answer is no. But we still use that same concept of 4 air exchanges per hour in the winter that we did 40 years ago for ventilating calf barns. And I think that that is an opportunity for our industry to advance to a higher ventilation rate. And I've experienced doing that. We have barns that are running 14 air exchanges per hour in the dead of winter in the Midwest where it's very cold. And those calves are extremely healthy, not because we need to limit the air exchange rates in the winter. We just need to control the speed. If the ventilation system is not drafty, then why does it matter if we do more air exchanges? To me, the concept and the rationale behind that is just look at calves in outdoor hutches. Calves in outdoor hutches have an almost infinite volume of fresh air surrounding them when they stand outside. And even in the winter, they perform very well. So to me, it's not a volume issue. It's a speed issue. If we can control the speed and make it non-drafty, then I believe we should increase the barn exchange rates beyond 4 times an hour.
So, Ryan, what happens at 4 times an hour versus 14 times an hour? How crucial is it to have fresh air like that in the wintertime?
So, again, provided that we can increase the barn exchange rate without creating a draft, then all we're doing by bringing in more fresh air is we are lowering contaminants, heat, humidity, airborne bacteria, and noxious gases. So the greater the ventilation rate, the lower all of those parameters, and the better the calves will perform. And in the absence of a draft, then in my opinion, that there's no problem with that. And again, just to recap, we are recommending air exchange rates for calf barns today that are the exact same volume recommendations that we did in 1979, back when Jimmy Carter was president. And I believe that that now is a reasonable time to challenge and think about changing that.
Our thanks to Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been A Breath of Fresh Air with Dr. Ryan Leiderman. Brought to you by Crystal Creek, a family-owned business serving your farming needs. Research the latest news and featured products at crystalcreeknatural.com.